This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Sorry.
It would obviously mean a lot to your fans to sabotage Arsenal's title grip. Has it got any relevance to you?
Not in terms of that as a motivation, no. I want to win, and I understand the importance of winning against, you know, your traditional rival. I've just come down from Glasgow, mate. I've got a fair idea about what derbies mean to supporters, but I don't think I never believe your motivation should revolve around the demise of somebody else. Your motivation should always be about yourself, and I want to win because I want us to achieve something. I want us to progress. I want us to be in the position where we're fighting for the title. That's what drives me, not the demise. Because then if that's your kind of measure always, is to, you know, you're peering over the back fence to see what your neighbour's building, then you're going to just be, you know, you could both have the worst house in the street because everyone else is building beautiful places and you're just looking over the back fence.
Can you talk a little bit about the Glasgow derby and the emotions of that?
It was massive, and I think they always, well, the couple of years I was there, and you've seen it this year as well, it takes extra significance because usually they decide the title of those games. That's how tight it usually is. So it's not just, you know, beating your biggest rival and what it means to your supporters, but you also know that, you know, in those four games, if it swings one way or another, it probably means you've lost the title as well, or it's a cup final. It's either a cup semi-final or a cup final. So they're massive games, and as I said before, you need to embrace that, understand the responsibility you have. But I never sort of, you know, even when I was up there, I never wanted to win those games because it meant that, you know, Rangers would lose. I just wanted to win because I wanted us to win, and I wanted us to win the title, and I wanted us to win those games. And I think, again, sometimes if that's your only measure, if you're, you know, just staying ahead of whoever your biggest rival is, and, you know, whilst you're fighting amongst each other, others could be going past you. So I've always sort of made a conscious effort to know that the measure should always be, you know, ourselves and how good we can be.
It'd be nice to have Arsenal and Spurs contesting the title. It's been dominated by the North West.
Mate, it'd be nice to see us with anybody contesting. I kind of don't care who it is, but as long as we're in there, and that's hopefully the plan. Thanks,
Tom.
Hi, Ange. Kind of on from that, the way the fixtures have panned out, you were playing the three title challenges, coming up in a position where you can have a big impact on how it all ends up. You've obviously outlined why the season's happened the way it has, but how much is that sort of giving you a sense of drive
and being
part of that title?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what I've sort of been saying all along, is that's where I want us to be. You know, I want us to be fighting, you know, for those, you know, when it gets to this time of the year, to be one of the ones fighting for the ultimate prize. But, you know, right now we're, what, 10, 15 points behind that. And that's your measure, you know. That's what, because you can win a game, we can win on Sunday, it doesn't mean we're title contenders this year. You've got to be title contenders, you've got to do it over a course of a whole year. And, you know, that's what I'm measuring ourselves. So we know we've still got some work to do. But at the same time, we're in a better position than we were 12 months ago to sort of build on that. And that has to be our aim, you know. That has to be our aim that, you know, in 12 months' time, we're hopefully in a position where, you know, we're one of the contenders rather than trying to disrupt them. Yeah, look, it's obviously, you know, that was going to be a big challenge for us because Harry's arguably the best number nine in the world at the moment, and he was a consistent goal scorer at this football club in the Premier League, irrespective of the club's fluctuations. He always scored goals, so you take that out, you got to fill that breach, and we were never going to fill that breach with like for like. It was going to have to be a bit of a spread, and I think the lads have done a decent job of covering that spread. We had to, and I think, you know, we have. But I still feel, and I think I've kind of feel like I'm repeating myself, I still think that's the area of the park we need our biggest still improvement, in that front third. I still think there's a long way for us to go to kind of, if we're going to bridge that gap with the top sides, I still think it's the area of the park where we still need to have a lot of growth. But you know, in the absence of like such a key player as Harry, for us to, you know, still be in the position we are and score the goals we have, I think is a credit to the group. Yeah, look, I think it's kind of a similar kind of narrative for all the parts of our games where, you know, there's been parts this year in the midfield, like I said, with Eves, with Pape Sarr, with Matters, where, you know, they've had some really strong performances and then they've had disruption for one reason or another. Some of it, you know, forms dip, but some of it's because of absences, you know, whether that's Matters with an injury or, you know, Pape and Biss had to go away for the AFCON, and Biss was suspended for a few games as well. So I just think, you know, if I had to sort of broad stroke a narrative for us as a club this year, it's just been really sort of stop-start kind of year. It's felt that way. Even our fixturing's been similar. And apart from those first 10 games, we haven't hit any real rhythm or consistency in performance or consistency in just, you know, gaining some traction as to how we're going to play our football. And I think whether that's Biss or, you know, Bentancourt's another one who kind of missed the first part of the year, came back, got injured, came back. So, you know, there hasn't been any real, you know, for want of a better term, consistency in anything we've done. It just feels like it's been a disruptive season. I know that's how I feel internally, where it's hard for me, it's probably the hardest part for me to assess, because there's no real chunk of work where I've gone, you know what, this is, I mean, maybe part from the first 10 games, but that's not enough of a sample to say, well, you know what, whether it's individual performances or collectively, I can really sort of get a great measure of it. It just feels like I'm just taking little samples from everywhere. And but it is what it is, and we're kind of, you know, whether it's Biss or any of the other guys, like I said, we've got six games where, you know, we can sort of maybe firmer, have a better sort of sense of, you know, some of these things of where we're at.
Done.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
That patience might be important in your project here as well.
Yeah, look, I'm reticent to say that, you know, there has to be patience. I've never felt like there has to be patience. I think what there has to be is belief in something, you know. So whether, you know, I think the reason probably Arsenal were patient was because they saw they had an outstanding manager who, you know, this was his first job and he was going to get better. And if they supported him, they could see beyond just, you know, the obvious, which is results and table standing, and say, well, you know, actually we think we've got a chance here if we stick to this process. But I don't think you should do it blindly. You shouldn't just say, well, you know what, let's just wait 2 years and then see, you know, unless the club or, you know, the people in charge feel like they are seeing that, then, yeah, I do. You have to have some patience in that process because, you know, as I said, we you know, if I'd said at the start of the year that, you know, our sort of, you know, some of our key players would be a first-year goalkeeper, a central defender who's only had 1 year in the Bundesliga, or a left-back who's, you know, first year in the Premier League. You know, I think a lot of these things you've got to keep in the context of saying, well, what we're hoping is that we're creating an environment where there's going to be growth with these guys, and you know what, that's worth persevering with. I think if you don't feel that, then there's no real need for that patience just for patience sake. I think the patience comes in when there's belief there, and then you realise actually we're not being patient, we're just believing in something. So I think that's the key component.
Yeah, I guess I don't know if you agree, but I think there's more of a desperation of the winning trophy.
Mm.
It's been so long, and perhaps that will lend itself to, you know, what you talked about. Going to domestic cups, just trying to win something and then trying to get ahead of yourselves.
Mm.
Perhaps that wasn't
the most costly. Yeah, and that's a good point because, as I said before, I think every club's a little bit unique in how they go about sort of rebuilds and how patient they're prepared to be, or how much belief they have in a project and what's the objective. And I'm trying to steer the club away from being desperate for just anything, because, you know, there's some recent examples of clubs who have won cups and it provides no solace really if you're not performing in the league consistently and challenging for the main honour. So, but, you know, again, I'm not, you know, I'm not in charge of that. What I'm in charge of is kind of trying to build a team that I believe can succeed and succeed in a sustainable manner, but also understanding that you know, this club does have unique factors around it that may mean that at times that belief may waver. Well, I've got to make sure we stay on track with that.
And I'm not expecting to get your 11, but does Destiny's absence...
That's, you won't be disappointed, mate.
Yeah.
No, Ben will start. Ben will start, yeah. Yeah, so, yeah. Okay. So you're not totally disappointed. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Darren, you got
anything? Hey, Darren. All right, man.
Can you remember the first North London derby?
First North London derby, that's a good one. It would have to be kind of... maybe late 70s, I think, in terms of my viewing of those kind of significant events. So, so it would be back then. But I was always kind of conscious of, you know, it's one of the big derbies in sort of English football in particular. You're always kind of intrigued with the ones where, you know, there's history there, there's proximity there, all those kind of things that play into it, and you understand the significance of it. Yeah, look, I am, because I'm pretty hard on them, to be honest. I think It was mentioned before, would you have taken fifth at the start of the year? I think a lot of people would have. And when I think of the challenges I've put to this group of players, a lot of them, like I said, first time in the Premier League, or still very young in age, or, you know, not having that sort of hardened experience, losing some, you know, we lost some real key experience from the group at the start of the year. I'm really, you know, but I haven't wavered in not making excuses for them, and I love the fact that they haven't sought that and have never sort of felt sorry for themselves. If anything, they've been the other way. And so I am, I'm purposely being hard on them, because I just feel that, I just think some of the potential within this group at the moment is pretty exciting, and I don't want to limit that, and I don't want them to limit it to themselves, and embrace it, you know, and be disappointed with where we are. Be disappointed that we haven't been successful this year, even though it's our first year, because that's the kind of attitude I've had my whole sort of career, that I don't want to waste a year, I don't want to waste the season on, you know, something that might come in years to come. You know, the opportunity is here and now, and you know, I have been proud of the way, not just the young players, but even to the experienced players, guys like Sonny and others who, you know, have also embraced that challenge of saying, okay, we're a new group. It could be so easy to say, well, this is a 5-year project, but they've said, no, we want to be better than that. We want to be better than that quicker. So from that perspective, I am, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think that was the sort of starting point for us, because, I mean, I was literally sitting in here the day before the Brentford game, and he just left. You know, so you're starting a season, and, you know, the most significant person at this football club, maybe ever, I don't know, by the time the dust settles, has just left on the eve of the first game. And, you know, I remember just making a real conscious effort of, you know, it's the old, you know, duck just looking really graceful above the water, and just if there's any panicking happening, just make sure it's under the water where no one can see, you know, particularly the players. And and again, you know, the players never sort of batted an eyelid with that, you know, and you could, because, I mean, you just see what Harry's done at Bayern this year. I mean, it's been unbelievable, you know, and you go, geez, that's a significant player that's left this football club, and yet he hasn't been as mentioned as much as he would have if we weren't successful, I think, and if we weren't scoring goals, I think his name would have come up a lot more. And I think, again, it's a credit to the group, the playing group, that they've embraced that challenge. I think these things will all, in, you know, again, hopefully I'll have a better sort of clarity in my own mind, but I just think all these things we've been through this year will help us in the medium and long term, even the disrupted season, I think, because it kind of removes any kind of excuse we can have for next year. You know, we're not going to lose another Harry Kane next year. You know, we're not going to have as disrupted a season. So we're going to probably, well, with a bit of luck, have less injuries, you know, next year. So there's nothing to clutch there. You know, we've already done that. We've been through that. We've come out the other side not too bad, not where we want to be. So I still think that will help us. But it's not nice when you're going through it, though, still.
And finish with George, please.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, without repeating myself verbatim, another one who's just had a disrupted season, mate. When he's been in, he's been really good for us. Then had an injury or two injuries, or started the season with an injury, and great to have him back, even the training, you can see. And it does, it gives us other options in that front third. And you know, I think we're kind of really fortunate that he was probably at his best when Sonny was away, and he kind of filled that breach. And when we're talking about how we're going to cover goals we've lost with Harry, I think at different times those both have stood up, but we've rarely had them together, you know, sort of in great physical shape. So he's looked good at training this week, which is good. So he's obviously ready to go, and we're going to need him over the last six games. And it does, it gives us another good option in that front third.
Is that still the case now and this season?
I think it's always important. I mean, I think, you know, obviously when you get to certain, you know, games, you know, whether that's a cup final or a cup semi-final or games at the end of the year, then it does become all about the result. But I've always felt that, you know, if the results are all important thing, then you better put in a performance. Because if you're hoping just for a result without a performance, you know, you're leaving a lot of things to chance. So it's still, I think, about performance. But ultimately, at this time of the year, points matter for us, for the opposition. So, yeah, that's the ultimate measure. And, you know, we've got to put in a performance to give ourselves a chance of getting the result.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.